All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 128. Learning today is sponsored by David Katz, in memory of his grandmother, Rivka Bazusman, and by the Grumman and Becker families, in memory of the 30th Yortzeit of Erwin Grumman, the founding president of B'nai Ashurin. Tehi Nishmasam Tzura B'Tzura Chaim. Okay, so the question, maybe misconception we will deal with today, is what's the deal with celebrating Thanksgiving? Aser, Mutter, Mitzvah. We'll try to see. There's a great article by Rabbi Michael Broyd, which highlights some of the different approaches of some of the, well, now deceased, but recent contemporary American Gedolim. So we'll try to see a few different approaches here. The potential issue, in case anyone's wondering, like, why not, would be one of uvchukoseyem lo seylechu. It's an isser de oraisa to imitate the ways of the Gentiles. It's a machlokas, what exactly we are not allowed to imitate, but that isser exists. And the question is, does, you know, following and specifically celebrating one of these non-Jewish holidays, not necessarily Christian, like religious holiday, but still a non-Jewish holiday, if that would fall under the isser of uvchukoseyem lo seylechu, imitating their ways, and or worse, or if there is any religious undertones to the holiday, then obviously it would make it worse. So with that background of the potential pitfalls, let's see a few of the approaches. So approach number one is the Rav Salvechik. This is quoted in Nefesh HaRav. So Rav Shechter there quotes the Rav as saying that there's absolutely nothing wrong with celebrating, having a meal, a joyous meal, eating turkey in that meal on the last Thursday of November. Other Talmidim would note that while the Rav gave shir every Thanksgiving, he would always give it early, and he would end it early in order to catch an early flight home, and he implied on some occasions that this was to have a meal with his family back in Boston on Thanksgiving. There's a story that one such Thanksgiving, the Rav was giving shir, and it was very long. It was about 5 hours, most of which spent in silence, supposedly trying to gain an understanding on the Rav's level of a certain Tosfos. And one of the Talmidim passed a note to the Rav, and then a second time, then a third time. The note said, you have to end shir now, or you're going to miss your flight back. And after like the third time the note was passed to him, he said, I'm not leaving the shir until I understand Tosfos. So I guess there was a limit towards how significant this Seuda on Thanksgiving was, but supposedly this was the approach of the Rav, and he himself seemingly had such a meal on Thanksgiving. Rav Moshe, similarly, well, first of all, in the Tshuvos, the Igros Moshe, he never addresses this question head on. The closest we get is in Igros Moshe, Evan Ezra, Chelek Beis, Simon Yud Gimel. There he talks about planning a wedding or a bar mitzvah for one of the non-Jewish holidays, be it December 25th or New Year's or Thanksgiving. He makes a clear distinction between December 25th and New Year's and Thanksgiving. And there he says that whereas someone, for December 25th, he says someone shouldn't specifically like want to get married on that day and plan their wedding for that day. If it falls out in it, he said maybe it's even an issue of Ma'ariv Sayim. But then when he got to Thanksgiving and New Year's, he said there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But a Baal Nefesh, you know, a pious person should probably avoid it. Most people don't actually get married on January 1st or Thanksgiving. A lot of Erev Thanksgiving weddings, but he's talking about Thanksgiving itself, January 1st itself. He says there's nothing wrong with it, but again, a Baal Nefesh should try to avoid that. So he doesn't deal with it head on, actually having a Thanksgiving meal. He's talking about making your own party on such a day. In the Torah journal, Am HaTorah, 1980 there, he did address it head on. And for a similar reason that he said there's no issue with making a wedding on Thanksgiving, he said there's no issue with having a Seuda on Thanksgiving because there's nothing religious about it. This is, as far as his understanding is, it's a holiday that was just, you know, the original pilgrims were thankful for the land that they had, for the turkey that they found, whatever it is, the food that they were eating. And for us to have a meal on this day, there's nothing pagan or idolatrous about it. And therefore, it again, similar to the Rav, which he says it's mutter. What he does say is usser is for someone to treat it as a chiyuv and think that there's an obligation year after year on this date to have a meal, to have turkey. So that's, you know, that's baltosif. You can't think that we're adding a holiday, and there are other issues with that. So in that line of thinking, there are those who suggest, even though Ramosha doesn't say this, but maybe don't have it every year. Don't have it like bekvias, the same way, you know, you never miss a yontif. That I have to have every Thanksgiving. There has to be turkey. Like, don't treat it like such an obligation. Again, Ramosha doesn't say that, but maybe this is a little bit more machmir than the Rav's approach, where it would behoove us to every now and then, I don't know, have pizza and go bowling or do something other than a meal on Thanksgiving. Perhaps you could say that within Rav Moshe's approach. And finally, many of the Haredi Rabbanim are against it. Some do believe that there are Rav Nasha Klein, the Ungvar Rav, Rav Victor Miller, that there is some sort of religious undertones to it that maybe we have forgotten about, but it was there. Rav Huttner, also pretty famously, is against it. He says it's more just based on the fact that any holiday which is built into the Christian calendar, as this is the last Thursday of their month of November, automatically is carved la'avodah zarah, and that in and of itself is a problem in celebrating it. So these are the different approaches. I would say the Rav, to Rav Moshe, to Rav Huttner. Seemingly, there's a lot to rely on to have such a meal. As far as I saw, no one says you have to have it. In fact, Rav Moshe said that could already be an Isser if you think you have to have it and treat it as such. But as many of within our circles would say, to show Thanksgiving to the great country in general and certainly towards the Jewish people, there's nothing wrong with that. And at the very least, would be permissible according to many of these rabbanim.